And now part two of the podcast already in session.
Yeah, I would too, but I bought it. I asked him, you know, I sent an email through eBay saying, hey, can I buy this one for cheap? And he let me, so anyway, now I got two, and those things are fucking huge, and if you put the spikes on them, good luck finding shelf space for the damn things, because they take up so much space, because the spines aren't bendable at all. They're hard plastic.
I probably put it right next to my 360.
So it's ridiculous.
I've got a lot of space there.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Prime. Because I have the Hunter as well, so he's like, damn.
See, I want all good ODST figures. Sadly, McFarlane dropped the ball on the ODST
figure. Well, the ODST figure isn't bad if you do extensive modifications to every joint he has.
That's awful.
The rookie,
guys. The rookie, yeah.
Chibi, you better tell him, like, you might as well just move on to Chibi, because he has quite an interesting haul to talk about, and it's related to everything about Halo.
Go for it.
Alright, this week, I picked up Johnson, a few other Spartans, two Slayers packs, but I also picked up, of course, last week with the True thing, the Halo ODST. Basically got the gift card and the fake rookie. Upon opening the package for the rookie, his left arm fell off and his left shoulder fell off immediately. Well, yeah, and well, after that, I was like, okay, maybe it's just the first wave thing. I picked it up, I pulled the submachine gun out, I put it in his hand, and his right hand promptly breaks. Like, well,
wait a minute.
Well, I know what I'm not buying.
What was I going to mention about him? Is Sergeant Johnson worth buying? There's one at my GameStop.
He's actually for as a human, he's two scale to the Spartans. He's actually shorter than the Spartans. And, he's actually pretty good. I actually like him. He's got good articulation. He's better than the rookie, to put it simply. And the only thing he's missing is a cigarette. It's a cigar.
Speaking of, like, kind of like Nick Fury, then.
Yeah.
Speaking of a Halo, I've been seeing a lot of these remote control warthogs with the miniature Spartans in them. I want one.
They will not. Yeah, they're pretty cool looking, actually. But yeah, they won't fit your Spartans.
Didn't I tell you to stop making up animals?
I have a story about that, actually, because I was waiting in line for ODST, and someone at my GameStop bought the only one there, and he started playing with it, and they started making ramps and stuff with it. They're actually pretty cool, but the only thing I can tell is, one, it's not four-wheel drive, so you're not going to be able to fishtail the thing. Two, the Spartan figures fall off of it constantly, especially the gunner. And
is
I don't know if it drains batteries or not,
ramps?
Because it died like maybe 2 hours later. Yeah, it can go off ramps if you set it low enough, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's great.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I mean, it's a warthog. It should be four-wheel drive, though. It should be able to, like, go off-road and shit.
Yeah, I know. I was expecting it to have independent steering and all that. I wanted
like
to see a fishtail, but
it's
two-wheel drive.
If they made an expensive, good warthog remote control car, I'd buy it, because if I could take a warthog and, like, do ATV type shit with it, I totally would.
Oh, no, they have to make one to scale with the McFarlane Spartans. They have to give them, like, miniature seatbelts,
yeah.
So they're not going to fly out, and then you have to give that fucker the strongest engine you can for that size, so you can just ramp like mad.
Oh,
yeah,
just
have it, like,
I'd love
to see, they have, I don't think this would, I'd love to see, actually, none of the Covenant vehicles would be remotely possible, but I'd love to see a remote control Havoc. I would love that.
Well, they could theoretically do the Scarab, since it's a six-legged, and those kind of balance themselves.
Well, yeah, they could do that, and technically they could do, if you don't mind having wheels on it, they could technically do a Ghost, and possibly, yeah, a Scarab, yeah. A Scorpion would be cool, too.
Oh, only if it comes with, a Nerf cannon in the back of it.
Yeah.
Just blast everyone.
Just roll up
Wait
behind
a minute,
someone,
though,
hey, honey.
I'll just talk Halo and stuff. Hey, I forget, I did get one more thing, and that was the, from a friend of mine who gave me a good price on it, was the Mega Bloks Warthog set.
You
probably saw the thread that I posted.
I got the Mega Bloks Ghost.
Someone
recently.
Might have saw the thread I posted where I slammed the thing through a castle brick wall made out of Legos with the oh yeah. But anyway, that thing's pretty fun. The actual weird thing is it has independent suspension.
That's
build
awesome.
It and it has the arms and everything, so it actually
I have a Mega Bloks Ghost, and I don't think it's got a lot of value for money. Because it's Mega Bloks, I expected it to fall
give me
apart
your,
and shit.
Give me your grunts, damn it. Give me your grunts.
No, I like the grunts. I want the grunts. That's one of the reasons I bought it. But I want... The Warthog comes with not only the Warthog, but the turret, too.
Yeah.
I guess we can move on to Vangelis's haul so we don't get stuck talking about Halo all night.
I don't really have an awesome haul because I can't find any Transformers out here, and I can't find any movie G.I. Joes that I actually want out here. But I've been on, like... No, Helmer! No,
Helmer!
The ceiling fan!
Damn it, Free Willy!
I've been on a weird Fig Arts kick, mostly because, like, between, like, my brother, who lives elsewhere, and between a couple friends of mine who just sent me a package, like, somewhere in the middle of September, over the last month or so, I've gotten from friends and family, like, 5 or 6 Fig Arts Kamen Riders, so that I've been kind of on a kick of those. Like, I just have them all on my desk since they're kind of new. So I have this, like, army of little bug men to my left all the time, and I'm kind of, I'm really enjoying them, so they're helping me get over the Transformers drought. So I've got, like, from that package that I got that I made a video about, I just got two guns.
Bugman is never a bad thing.
Exactly.
You know, you could say that Vangelis is on a rider kick.
Anyway,
that was so funny, I forgot to laugh.
Anyway, Vangelis, in terms of G.I. Joes, have you seen the Snow Viper around you?
I haven't. My area, quite literally, I have not seen anything past those first two, like, shipments that formed first wave. Like, the ones with all the non-Paris people.
Destro and Baroness.
Yeah, Destro and Baroness, Masked Storm Shadow, Accelerator Suit Duke I did find. Or not Duke. Accelerator Wayans, Powered Wayans I found.
That one I can't find, the Accelerator Duke.
Yeah,
that
I can't find
mine.
I think that was an echo of my own talking.
I believe Helper is... Shut up, Helper!
Jesus Christ! What do I tell you? Go back to the kitchen!
Oh my god! Phantom Spaceman!
Get
Stop
back on that
machine
and make me some money, or I'll smack-a-dabba-doo your ass!
Anyways, keep going, Vangelis. Before.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was more or less the gist of it, like, toy-wise. I've been into this, like, doofy tabletop game called Monsterpocalypse, and that's almost toys, except they don't do anything, so they're really not.
Yeah.
Sage for figures!
That belongs in JP.
Sage
go away,
for say. Statues!
TG. TG. That's what it
TG
is.
TG games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I think I told you on Twitter, it's like after listening to the other podcast you do, it's like you sold me into the concept of it. So
fun. It's a fun thing. It's also like it's places for money to go. So there's a ton of stuff that I'd really like to order. Like I almost ordered Figma Duke Togo, but then he was sold out. And
Yeah, keep going.
Well, there's just like there's so much stuff that I'd like to order, but like, you know, what with being, even though I'm a YouTube millionaire, I can't afford it. So there's lots that I wish I could say I had.
You should,
yeah, because it costs $10 billion to buy stuff.
Exactly. When you're on YouTube, everything costs more money.
Millionaire. Does that make Sean Long a YouTube millionaire?
Yes. The big secret of the YouTubes is that, you know, once you become a partner, anyone who says they're a partner and don't make money, they're lying. It's part of a code of conduct. You have to get to a certain level of hierarchy within the organization where they give you a mansion, and then you can start talking about making money.
So it's sort of like the Shadow Illuminati.
In a way.
It's an EULA for the two.
I believe Fred is the leader of the YouTube Shadow Government.
You see, that's what they want you to believe. But Fred is actually a robot created by Michael Buckley. So there's a whole power struggle going on there.
The Glenn guy is trying to take over.
And that guy was made by Tom Fulp, obviously.
Exactly. You see, Tom Fulp is at the heart of this all. And the Will It Blend guy is kind of like our Dr. Doom. So No, all I'm saying is become a YouTube partner so you can join.
I thought that one dude with the like phallic figures was your Dr. Doom.
Which guy?
That one dude who talks about the weirdest toys.
Oh, you mean what's his name?
Michael whatever.
Red. Mike Mozart from Jeepers Media.
Yeah.
He's right.
Five stars on my videos. If you like the videos,
five stars.
Exactly.
Doesn't this figure look like it has a penis?
My God, I was so freaked out when my friend mentioned that he liked him. No, because it was like came out of nowhere. We were watching YouTube, and then I saw that he was subscribed to him. Hey, I like him, and I was freaked out that he knew about him.
Yeah, well, I can see why. Like, you know, if you're not big on toys, you don't watch all the dude's videos, it can be abusive the first couple times. It's just like, after the first couple times, I was kind of like, okay, I think I've seen his entire channel over these last three videos, but maybe I'm wrong.
He also does
the 5 million simultaneous annotations things in multiple colors, which I kind of don't dig.
I never want to be linked to the... if I am linked ever again to the video with the creepy doll after, I swear to God.
Oh, you mean the one with the laughing old man doll thing? Yeah.
Anyways, let's...
That's all I got.
Anyway, Konata,
your turn. Konata, your haul. What did you get?
I got the three blocks. Those, and that's it. And because really, I'm not gonna buy Wheelie or Chromia because everyone's saying, well, if you want them to restock, then all you have to do is buy. You know, my Target got a shipment of the new wave. They had Stalker, Scorpion, and RC on the big block. They both were sold. They wound up restocking. Shut up, help.
Okay, yeah, we can't hear shit. Skeletor's mic.
Yeah, they wound up restocking with Wave 1. And, you know, I already have all the Wave 1 figures, so I let those cycle out. Kids bought Wave 1, and now they're finally restocking at my Target with Wave 2!
Jesus Christ!
All you gotta do is buy 50 Chromias, and you'll be set. You know, then the new toys will come out.
At least they're going in sequential order.
So, that's an interesting haul. Chibi, continue your haul that you were trying to finish.
Oh.
You mean the last two things I got that's just going to make everyone go woo and excited? No, Buso Shinkies, of course. Partio and Comic.
I love Buso Shinkies.
Oh, but Partio, really?
Press the button. Send off FW.
Okay, wait. There's that one dude on YouTube who makes stop motions with Buzos.
Flamu, he uses Asuka. I also have her. Two of her.
Okay, there's one that he uses in one of his videos that has a plane propellers for legs, like a Strike Witch. What is that?
Yeah, that's
Asuka.
Asuka.
Where can I find
Asuka,
that? Where can
I
find her?
I haven't actually looked for her because I don't have any actual interest in her, but I'm not sure.
But she doesn't come with the two Strike Witch style. You have to actually, to manage Strike Witch, you have to actually buy a second one.
Aww.
I did. But she comes with one, but she has
like how he animates her wings, though, Matt. He's really good at that. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Well, like, okay, if anyone out there goes, like, I wish Buso Shinkies never existed. Go watch a Plamu video. That's why Buso Shinkies exists. If there was ever a need to have a reason, it is Plamu.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't want to say that. I hate to admit this, but I was talking with Chibi on the ride back home. Like, seriously, I really want to do those things.
Get one.
Or stop hitting the ball.
I'm not.
I have one. Like, it's neat. It comes with all these extra bits. I don't know what
turn
to
off
do
your
with.
Mic. God damn.
Give me one.
What was it?
Continue, Rams.
Oh, that's all I had.
Oh,
yeah. Which one did you say you had?
Oh, I have Yoko, and my buddy has the two the girl with the ball tank and the tiger whatever that combine together. So I messed with that one.
And Vitalis and Tigris.
Yeah, and I messed around with them. They just reminded me of Amdriver in a way. And Amdriver, I like the concept. It's just personally I find them a little bit more fragile than I kind of enjoy, but there's nothing really wrong with that. So they're neat ideas.
Yeah, the thing about Tigris and Vitulus, they have a combined mode that where their armor turns into this really awesome motorcycle. Well, like
yeah.
There's the motorcycle mode, which is what Vitulus uses, and then with Tigris, she has the giant super giant katana mode. Basically, she channels Dai Jengar.
Yeah, and I tried putting that together, and you can all laugh because I failed. I could not put it together because the pegs weren't agreeing with me. So I'd like put one bit in, then something would unpeg, and I'd go like, okay, I'll put this katonk, and I'd be like, okay, I'm you know, I finally get it all together. Okay, I don't want to actually touch this again because it looks cool, but I think it'll explode.
I remember
she's very top heavy.
Okay, that's very much like the VF-100, VF-25F. I'm not even going to get into that. But I remember the only time I've actually, like, where can I buy this Shinky? I really want it. Was back in March, somebody posted, I believe it was Partio, with the head. Like, it was Partio with a different head. It was a head, like, from a fan kit or a garage kit that looked like Taiga from Toradora. From Toradora. And I'm like, holy shit, Toradora figures. Where can I buy? And it was, of course, fan.
Oh, that one. I know which one you're talking about. I've seen that on FG's site, the custom, where they put her on, they used Partio's body as a base and created an entire arm set for Taiga.
Yeah, I was like, where can I buy this Taiga thing? And I'm like, fuck, it doesn't exist. Fuck you, Japan. If they made Toradora Figmas, I would, like, my friend and I were talking on Twitter about this, and he started saying that they could totally do what they do for Haruhi with Toradora, and I'm like, I would buy all of them. Fucking baseball Minori, deer head Kitamura, I'd buy all of them.
He's dying.
Yeah, I guess I gotta see this Toradora. I'm still downloading it.
I know, I would buy it without... I would buy a bunch of Toradora Figmas without thinking. It would be awful. My friends would come over into my room, and instead of seeing awesome Transformers, they'd see, like, four Taigas sitting on the shelf. It'd be terrible.
Oh, yeah, let's hang out and check out these awesome manly robes. Hello!
Hello!
And then they get curious and want to look up the
screen. Why do you have a figure of a 4-year-old girl wearing a swimsuit?
She's not 4, and it's a robot girl.
I can also confirm on my Yoko, the breasts have not cracked. So I think that if the breasts on your Yoko have cracked, you've been using them too much. So don't use them too much.
TLDR is saying that
you say that now, and you're going to go look at it tomorrow, and they're going to have a crack in it.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna go look at it right now. Hang on.
Well, oh god!
Practice.
Fun.
I guess now we can get to the fun part.
I had a haul thread.
Hold on, you guys didn't tell me!
Oh, hey, yeah.
They didn't tell me either. I don't matter, though.
Yeah, Shockway didn't get to talk last week at all, so Shockway, what's your haul?
Nothing.
Yay!
That's what I said. I don't matter. No, I'm saving up all my money for the Fresno Fair. All the money I was gonna use on the Fig Arts, on the Armored Trans Night Survive that I was gonna order. All that money, it's going to the fair. That is gonna be so much fun.
I will be leaving for the night.
Bye, Prime.
Bye-bye.
Later, dude. Later.
Sleep well, handsome man.
We love you. Call me.
Sleep well, handsome man.
Okay, listen quietly.
Helper's
nothing interesting at the
Helper's saying goodnight. Isn't that cute?
He thinks he's people.
Oh, God.
So go ahead, Shockwave. What about you? You guys are talking about Fresno Fair.
Yeah, there's nothing interesting at the Fresno Fair. It's just basically, I'm going to go. If there's something worth looking at, I'll pay to get in. The only thing of little interest I have is probably the Beach Boys are going to be there. That's about it.
I wish I could be California, girl. I could be California.
I'm excited.
He's singing with me. Hope is trying to sing. Isn't that cute, guys?
Oh,
ain't
gosh.
That cute?
Helper's adorable.
And maybe Diaz is nothing. That's about
so,
it.
So,
now,
and I guess
you had
Ramses. What is your haul?
Okay. 2 weeks ago, I was really playing.
No, Helper! No! Put it down!
Helper, you didn't have a haul. You don't buy toys.
Put down the knife!
Okay.
Go back to your room.
Every time you guys say Helper, I keep saying Swiper. Swiper, no swiping.
Helper, no helping.
I saw it coming and I still laughed.
Okay, so last week, I was able to get a Kamen Rider Dragon Knight Advent belt.
Oh,
and it
cool.
sucks. I made a video, like, first opening and first impressions of it. I won't spam my YouTube page because I'm not Mike Mozart. But I got him, and it sucks big time because it's like, I think me and Nameless Chibi were talking about this. Like, the Japanese one were vastly superior because they did a lot more things than the American one did. What does the American one do? It just spins.
Why don't they just bring the Japanese one to America? It's not like they
Bandai
have to change.
Bandai of America for you. Bandai of America is a very cheap company. Just look at their Ben 10 figures.
No, yeah, and also the Ryuki belt.
Such a nightmare.
Honest,
so much
what
more.
The Ryuki belt does is you put the deck in and it goes fwish, and then you pull a card out and it goes fzzm, and that's about it.
Yeah, but that's a lot more sound than this thing does. The only sound of it is like. I'm not kidding, Evangelist. All I think it does like, and that's it.
It's like changes. It goes.
If you see the video on my page, you see me press that thing over and over again. That's the only thing it does. Seriously.
Click.
And obviously, I'm too fat for it, so it's like I it's an amusing sight to see me try to put it on. So,
see when I tried putting on my Oga Driver years ago when I first got it, and I didn't know they were that small, and I had not as friendly a tire as I do now. So I was like sucking in, pulling the thing around. It was hilarious.
It's like you have it held by like extension cords.
I was like adamant to actually use the clips on the belt, and I couldn't pull it. My buddy Jacob, who is friggin' emaciated, managed to put on the Deno belt, but only by sucking in his gut and not breathing.
Yeah,
and then it kind of shot off of his stomach afterwards.
And then my friend, he brought the decay driver, not the decay driver, the W driver. What was it called?
Double driver? Whatever.
Yeah, double driver. He got it, and it barely fits him as well. It's like, he told me, I have to suck it in.
Oh, no, no. There's certain builds that can fit it, but usually they have Asian blood in them, because you get slender torso.
Yeah, well, he's Korean, so that explains everything.
Because my buddy Jacob, seriously, like, he's scary thin, but he's got European torso, so, you know, his torso expands as it goes up. And gotcha. it was really funny watching him try to put on the Deno belt. Like, I wish I had a video camera back then. And he was all like, yeah, Ore Sanjo. And he, like, the thing just shot off the front. He's like, I'm so not cool.
So, and then the week afterwards, I got a package. It contained SH Figuarts Hana and Duke Togo. And Duke Togo is, I think, one of the best Figmas I got so far. It's really poseable, and a lot of things. I like the there's a lot of things not like about it. You can collapse the M16. It has. I like how it has like a D stage as well. It's a really good figure.
Yeah, it's
figure.
The D stage.
And it has the most amazing thing. It has like his D stage has like part of it has like a woman naked, and she's like moaning. So it's like I'm like an assembler. I'm in risk of my mother not like finding it. It's like what the hell is this shit? And yeah, and then Hana. It's a good attempt. It's a noble attempt. I tell him that much. It's like it's a noble attempt at a female figure. But it's just like they give her so few stuff, and the fact that like how it's constructed, she's too top. She's like too bottom heavy. So she keeps on tipping.
I have a question about Hana. Does she have the feet, the die cast feet?
No, she doesn't. She does not have that.
Okay, okay, that's a no buy.
Not only that, but my other problem is that she comes with so few accessories. She only comes with 3 heads and 2 hands and an extra pair of hands. Just 1 pair and that's it.
Well, you said heads, not faceplates?
Oh yeah, it comes with 3 faceplates and two and just 1 pair of hands extra and that's it.
Hey, it's more than I can tell that.
Yeah. And today, when me and Chibi, we went to Huntington Beach to Anime King, and I found Kamen Rider Black RX.
Stop dying.
And I, and it, I think it's like one like, it's like, it makes up for some for Hana so much, and it makes up for like every other bad figure because it's very posable, very accessory heavy, and it has a lot of posability, and I like. I like the design of it of Black RX a lot.
Yeah, him and Black are what I would call quintessential fig arts because like they're kind of plain, but in that it's like their whole draw is like they're the fig arts who are like sleek, really posable dudes with diecast feet and some accessories, and like they do everything they need to do.
The only problem I have with Black RX and you know this is a problem that. No matter what, even the suit had this problem. You can't look up.
Yeah.
You can't look up.
It's perfect accuracy. Remember?
Yeah, and the thing is, he's flying. He's trying to fight a flying monster. He's doomed.
Well, he doesn't need to look up. He has perfect spatial awareness.
True. It's the antennas he has.
Yeah.
Kinda it's like it gives him kind of like Alternative Convoy. He can see.
Oh my
all
god!
All of time at once.
Don't even get into the alternative hacks.
I like my Alternative Convoy because I can use it as an excuse to play with all my Transformers at once. Because having an Alternative figure allows for story elements like rips in time-space.
And the Alternative, you know the truth.
Alternative is like the Doctor Who of Transformers.
Anyways, and I was about to pick up a UFC figure, but I realized that A, Chibi was not going to pick up anything else, so I didn't want to take it, and B, it looked ridiculous, and in particular, the fighter I was going to get was Brock Lesnar, whose head looks like as big as his like shoulder, like as big as his like biceps. I'm like, no, that's wrong.
Are those Jack specific?
Yes.
Yeah, that's another one. UFC. Another thing where I'm like, of all the toys to not be superposable.
Actually, you'd be surprised. This is actually the ones where they actually decided to make them superposable for once. That's why
they did.
The yeah. I'm not kidding.
Nice.
Like I think like because I'm a big UFC fan. So that, like, you know, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to anybody. So it's like I like the fight. I like my fighting. I like my big burly men on top of each other, beating each other off. But
did I just say that?
Yes, you did.
I think I have an erection.
Big burly men hitting each other in the groin. Anyways,
all grunting and sweating.
Sweating and bleeding. Anyways, but the thing is, like, they look like the head. It's like 2 times bigger than they really are, and it just looks so awkward, and I just like, no, I'll wait for someone else instead.
What are we talking about again?
Brock Lesnar.
I see.
Let's see. Okay, so that's pretty much about it for me. So, does anybody? What's next on the agenda?
I'm gonna mention something. I'm having a dilemma. I want to spend $40, but I don't know where to spend it. It's either I'm going to buy the G6 gift set at Toys R Us, or I'm going to buy Figma Drossel.
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 Does anyone have G6?
I have the no. G6 candy toy.
Do the candy toys come like on? Do you can you combine them?
They fully combine and they're posable. And having a posable G12 is hilarious.
Where the fuck did you buy it and for how much?
Who had them? I bought them while they were coming out. So I think CS Toys, I got two of them from, and I got the other two from some eBay seller that specializes in candy toys.
Well, I think they've got those micro Megazords coming out in the U.S., and they've got a combining G12. I just don't know what the quality of those Microzords is.
Yeah, well, I've seen pictures of them, and it's like they're kind of like you get what you pay for. Like, you know, any problem you have with them is offset by how much you paid for them, in a way.
Because I know candy toys are pretty high quality, but...
Yeah, they're super, like, well, in Japan, they're more super cheap, but they're not that, like, I think they're, like, $25 for a single combined dude, and, at least, it's all the recent ones.
It's all the recent ones.
Ever since, Deca Ranger, I think, they started doing the posability stuff, because it's like there's some designer somewhere in Bandai of Japan who's like, why aren't Sentai robots more posable? And they're like, you know what, you're demoted to candy toys, and he's like, all right, I'll show you all! He started making these super posable candy toys.
Yeah,
like, are they really that posable?
They're okay. Well, I say super posable. It's really more super posable for Sentai. Like, it's like they have fully universal hips and they can move at the shoulders and elbows and knees.
Are they at least as posable as the Retrofires?
Yes, and they don't have asymmetrical arm posability.
Fucking well,
man, candy toys are amazing. You can just get some awesome stuff.
I don't know why the Retrofire Zords aren't better.
They could have done something.
This goes into the rant section for me. I'm going to save it for that.
I think we are verging into the rant section at this point. I think we can do that now.
Okay, because I have a theory about Bandai of America and Bandai of Japan's children's division.
Go for it.
Okay, here's my theory. Now, to preface, right, the way I tend to look at toy companies is that there are many separate entities inside them. Like, this is mostly from BotCons, where, thanks to, you know, the Hasbro people who show up all the time, is like, there's the design team, and there's the engineers, and there's marketing, and then there's the guy above all that. So for me, like, that's also why I think that company that makes He-Man and Toy Biz and such, I have, or not Toy Biz, they're gone, Playmates. The reason why I don't really, you know, think that highly of them is that they haven't done that transparency thing where they at least kind of go like, well, you know, we're doing something that kind of sucks, but this is our reason for doing it, so there you go. In Bandai of America, everything I've seen by them, especially with the RPM Megazords, it looks like their designers really wish they could make cool stuff and really want to, but the way that Bandai of America and, to me, Bandai of Japan's children's toys division works is like, okay, we have to put in as much effort as we can up until the exact point where we're going to make money, then stop. Like, that's how they're smart, is they know exactly how much and exactly how little effort to put into a toy in order for it to sell. And that's the thing that always kind of bugged me about them, because especially with the RPM Megazords that they redesigned to be cheaper, there's some solid engineering concepts in them, and it feels to me like they have these engineers and designers who wish they were at a different company because of the way that Bandai seems to, like, you know, they seem to know where to cut off the development. So they'll be like, all right, that's cool. Okay, stop. It's done. And the designer's kind of like, oh, but I was going to add in this cool stuff. Like, no, you don't need to. Move along. Go to something else. So that's what I was,
you were looking for.
Yeah, that's what always kind of bugged me about Bandai of America and to a degree, Bandai of Japan's children's division, because, like, the people who work on stuff like Soul of Jigoken, they get, like, full free reign. Like, you know, Big O is an excellent example. It's like they get told, all right, you know what? Here's your budget. Go nuts. Go crazy.
Have fun.
Have fun. You know, you love the show, so you get to design the toy.
And you can tell that Bandai of America's children's division doesn't really put that much effort into their licenses. I mean, just look at Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. They have a lot of good figures that can be important. Just look at Ben 10. Ben 10 is something that should... Ben 10, not Alien Force. The original Ben 10. Those should have been awesome figures. I would have bought some.
Yeah, and also, like, the Dragon Knight. Like, you know, they have universal hips and knees, and then it stops. And you're like, but elbows!
Dragon Ball Z should have great figures. I don't know, Vangelis, I don't know if Dragon Ball Evolution even came out where you live. But around
here, it did, but I missed it.
It came out.
You didn't miss Jack.
It came out. No, you missed you missed the funniest movie that
I'm renting theater.
The funniest movie of 2009. Anyway, figures for that came out in America, and they're awful.
Oh yeah, four-arm Goku. I love that picture of him.
Goku. Oh god, I feel sorry for the person that had to buy that when he did his threat. The person that gets this number has to buy the toy and the thread.
No,
he has to buy.
I feel sorry. I didn't get that for Christmas.
Oh.
It's Goku. It's just
the way I extend that over to Japan is actually with the Sentai toys, which are like they're big, solid toys. But at the same time, I always find myself going like, it's 2009. The big $50-$60 toy still moves at the arms, and that's about it. And that's the thing that always weirds me out, because it's like they'll pour the budget instead into like the paint apps and the sculpt or whatever and the materials, but then it's like, on the engineering level, it transforms kind of cool, but then the robot kind of just stands there. And, like, I wish that there was some level of transparency where one could just ask the question, like, so what is the design intent when you make next year's Sentai Mecha? Like, why is it that the posability feels, like, you know, 9 or 10 years old, whereas, you know, the candy toys seem to pull off more? And, like, there's gimmicks in there that I see, you know, especially with the big electronic toy that always comes out at the end, I can dig that. But stuff like with Engino, like Buson, his big thing, he transforms into legs by splaying open slightly and locking into place.
It
and
needs
it's like,
knees. No, dude, the arms need elbows.
Yeah, and so with Bandai of Japan, like I actually don't let them off the hook either, because it's kind of like, you know, with their children's toys, they're kind of like shinier Bandai America at times.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, the toys are cool and stuff, and I definitely dig them, you know, but it's like, at the same time, you look at that and you know, I'm not meaning to company praise, I'm just using it as an example. You look at that, then you look at Transformers, and it's like, even an unposable Transformer, or what you would call a Transformer that lacks posability,
is
posable. Still... Yeah, and it's like, I tend
G1
to hold
Transformers far. G1 has more posability than Engino, which is shameful.
Yeah, and like, you know, I understand that engine souls are, like, basically there's electronics in every single Go-Onger toy, but at the same time, it's just
electronics
like...
electronics in Onslaught.
Yeah, that too. And it's like, you look at them and you just wonder, like, you know, and I understand that there's the adult side of it and the children's side. That's why I kind of try to specify the children's side of Bandai of Japan, but... it's just like you look at it and you're like, you know, they are, this is why they're such a smart company, because they know they don't have to do more than that. Whereas with Takara Tomy and Hasbro, it seems that the engineers get given more free rein, whereas at Bandai, it feels like they get clamped down on faster, or
well,
they get moved
to be
adult
fair,
toys.
Hasbro is kind of built on engineering with Transformers. That's more or less their shtick. Whereas with the Sentai and all that, it's more about the image. You have to see, oh, look, there's my hero. Whereas with the Transformers, they're going to look at it and go, ooh, I want this to move.
Yeah. I don't know. That's why I hesitate to even call it a rant.
With Bandai, with Bandai, they have, at least in Japan, an adult segment. So they put more effort into the adult segment. Mattel also has an adult segment. That's why their children's segment isn't that posable. But Mattel has, say... DC figures that are ultra posable for the adult segment. Hasbro, on the other hand, knows it doesn't have an adult segment. They make toys for everybody at once.
Yeah, and it's worth pointing out, like, actually, this is again where I always will say, like, you know, no matter what Hasbro does to screw up, at least they have a degree of transparency, because they've been asked the question at BotCons, like, are you going to do the Mattel? Are you going to have the adult toys. And they basically go like, well, look, you know, we understand that in Japan they've basically released Masterpiece toys and all this cool stuff like Alternity. And basically it's the way that the, what do you call them, demographics work is like in Japan there's like a legitimate adult collector demographic. Whereas, or not really like legitimate, but there's one that can warrant awesome stuff like Soul of Chogokin because that also is referencing toys that are like from the 70s. So it's like there's multiple levels of nostalgia going on. And with Mattel, you can't. With the guys who make Scareglow.
Yes.
With the Four Horsemen. you almost wish that they would, you know, open up to that, unless they have and I don't know about it. You know, you wish they'd open up to that degree to at least go, you know, so you could go like, so why is it that, you know, all these kind of misaimed things that should be awesome don't seem to turn out as awesome?
See, Bandai of America, on the other hand, doesn't have an adult, you know, at least Mattel has that adult segment, so you are getting something from them that has posability. But with Bandai of America, they don't have an adult segment. They should.
And however, the closest... Or go ahead.
I was going to say, there's another problem with all this, though. If I remember correctly, the whole... Like, you have a whole island of people, groups of islands, that make up a whole... That make up, like...
The entire demographic, basically, is contained.
Yeah, there's a lot more demographic that in all convenient, like, one place. However, here in the United States, it's spread around. So...
Yeah.
So that's my theory as to like why, you know, it's like it right now to me it's like you guys are comparing that peaches and apples to me right now.
Yeah, because
I agree.
Because with something like America, where you've got this huge space and everybody's spread out, you get issues like we have with the company that shall not be named, like distribution.
You don't. Yeah. You can say it. You can say it.
They make a great Scareglow.
Oh my God, they do. Oh. Oh, November release.
Hey. I honestly thought it would be October. I was surprised when I saw November. I was like, really? What about October 31st? Never mind.
No, I'm not complaining. November's when my birthday is.
Oh, sweet.
See,
that would have been perfect.
I think that all I'm going to be thankful for as a toy collector is that I don't live in Europe.
Oh, yeah. No, never feel that you're better off.
Sorry to our European listeners, but you are all being fucked.
Yes. There's a couple friends of mine.
US exclusives.
A couple friends of mine in the UK have a friend in the States who they buy toys through because it's cheaper than buying toys locally, even after customs charges at times.
Because, you know, I would say that Australia is the worst, but no, Australia had at one point $40 MP4s. I'm not going to say that Australia is the worst. Proper Masterpiece Primes, not American releases. $40 proper Masterpiece Primes. Australia is lucky off. We, in America, are okay off. Europe, on the other hand, gets nothing.
They get the shaft.
There's no such thing as a Europe
crazy business, too.
But the Megatron thing. No Megatron for them.
Oh yeah, Australia doesn't get Masterpiece Megatron. Specifically.
Oh, I will say... No, Australia, if you're a video gamer in Australia, move.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
So I guess we can move on to the... I don't have anything to rage about this week.
Didn't you tell me before we started recording that you could always fall back to that... The fallback talk?
I could fall back to Mattel, but I have nothing wrong with Mattel right now.
Why do you keep saying their name?
Actually, Skeletor, it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if in reality...
Oh, wait, I do have something to talk about.
Hold on, let me finish my thoughts. It's like, I'm imagining Skeletor is just like in the boardroom, like, yeah, let's make them pay, let's make the fans pay, yeah!
Wait a minute, we're only halfway through production of this wave? Stop it there! Yes, He-Man will never get Black Bolt.
Anyways, keep going. I just had to get that impression out of the way.
So, I wanted to talk about lack of posability on certain Transformers. certain Transformers. Specifically, ROTF Sideswipe. He's probably my favorite figure in ROTF. Possibly my favorite figure of the year. But he needs better leg articulation. Really badly. And no, the robot replicas. Shut up, Helper.
He wants to participate.
He needs thigh swivels, and he needs ankle articulation, and he needs to be awesome.
It's one of those weird things where it's like, physically, the joints are actually there, but somehow they aren't helpful. Like, I've had that, not just on Transformers, but on a lot of toys, where it's like, I'll think to myself, like, man, this is so unposable. Then I'll, like, sit down, I'll start counting joints, and be like, wait a second, there's a shoulder, there's a crotch, there's knees, there's elbows, but they don't work somehow.
You mean like all McFarlane Halo toys?
Hey.
I almost bought one. I don't have any, though.
Somehow I lucked out with my ODST Spartan, which I have had.
My active camo Arbiter is that, yeah, he has joints everywhere, but they just don't work the way I want them to.
I actually get that with some G.I. Joes,
too. McFarlane releases the figures, pretends they're poseable, but we all know that they're meant to be in a certain pose. Master Chief, for example, he's supposed to be in the box art pose.
And the Arbiter, because I have him posed with a chainsaw over his head.
I think Helper ate somebody.
I told you to feed him, but no.
Oh God,
he's
my
a
leg.
Robot. He's fine. He doesn't need people food. Well, this is what you get for not listening to me.
Listen to Skeletor? Never. Why would I listen to what an evil being tells me to do?
Yeah, the ruler, the grand ruler of all Mattel.
The thought that Skeletor owns Mattel is actually a realistic idea.
Yeah.
I want Frank Langella to play me in the movie. But sir, that's gonna have all of our budget. I don't care.
Skeletor, what do you think of the new He-Man movie? It just went to Universal, by the way.
Alright, I saw the original Masters of the Universe film. Admittedly, it was not Masters of the Universe. It was New Gods with Skeletor as a special guest. But
I love the movie, though.
It was okay. The thought that they're going to try and relaunch it, I have kind of a mixed bag of feelings on this. There's the obscenely hopeful possibility that they'll follow the Mike Young series and have that whole level of storytelling and characterization and all of that happy-go-lucky crap. And then there's a part of me that's like, you know, it is going to be a Mattel movie. The movie is probably going to be, I don't know, Shia LaBeouf as Prince Adam.
Oh, God!
Listen to me, okay? We're gonna go to castle, and we're gonna get the sword, alright? I'm gonna hold the sword up, and apparently something's gonna happen. Sorcerer told me something's gonna happen, so I'm gonna get the sword, right? You got me here, okay, back then! I'm gonna go get the sword! I got the power! I got the power! Oh no, oh no, oh no! Sorry, I got carried away.
No! Beastman calendar, Beastman calendar, Beastman calendar!
Oh god,
stop dying, Ramsey.
Imagine Michael Bay directing Master of the Universe, the movie.
Oh!
He turns into He-Man.
It would be a 20-minute transformation sequence of nothing but explosions.
And the camera circling around him over and over again.
Megan Fox as Evil Lyn.
Alright, that, if you put her in proper makeup and put her in, you know, enough lack of clothing,
I know!
I think it would work.
It would! No. That's the worst part!
It's Megan Fox as Teela, as a sorceress, as Evil Lyn, Shadow Weaver.
Because Meg Ryan made a great Evil Lyn. It surprised me how well she did in that just horrible crap fest of a film. But if we had to update it for now, and if I had infinite money to get anybody I want to play
Sigourney
Evil Lyn...
Weaver.
No. No. Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, yes. You know what? You know what I was thinking? Well, this is me thinking out of my ass. one of these days we just gotta all like do an MST of like a toy movie.
That was what was supposed to happen today. That's one of my rage topics.
Yeah, we were supposed to see Toy Story, but nobody went to the block of orange because the orange sucks.
No, no, I went and sat there for like half an hour.
Well, who was the guy that started the thread saying, I'm going to go and have a Woody doll and I'll see you guys there? And he didn't show up?
Anon.
That was yesterday.
Anon,
that wasn't today.
I know.
At least I got a Chico Sticks out of it.
Anyway, speaking of toy movies, I'm calling it now. Steven Seagal will be playing Stretch Armstrong.
It's like,
I gotta look at that.
Like, I don't see it.
Steven Seagal or Vin Diesel.
I can see Vin Diesel. I can't see Steven Seagal. I don't want
okay,
Stretch Armstrong to have that ponytail around.
Okay, watch Predator Warzone, and you can see that the guy has the potential to be a funny actor.
Who? Steven Seagal?
Yeah,
he was in that movie?
Wait, was he in Predator Warzone? No, why did I say Predator? No. I meant Punisher.
Punisher Warzone.
No, Punisher. Are you thinking about Ray Stevenson?
No, wait, was he in the...
No, the new Punisher.
Guys, I have to go. I have to go get ready for work. I have to leave in 5 minutes. My alarm didn't go off. Crap. Off to a 50-mile drive. Have fun. Sorry, Oh, shit, I'm hosting. Listen to sounds of my apartment. Keep going and hang up when you're done. Have fun.
All right, bye.
Later.
Anyway, wait, was it Seagal in which Punisher movie? Warzone or the original?
No, that was Dolph Lundgren.
Then he was in either Punisher movie.
He was the first Punisher.
Oh, no. First. Because Warzone was fucking hilarious to me.
Yeah, Steven Seagal was never in a Punisher movie that I know of. What the hell?
Knife through jaw.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, I guess now that I've made that colossal mistake, I definitely either Steven Seagal or Vin Diesel. Funny Stretch Armstrong. Just because the ridiculousness of a major action movie actor playing a toy.
It would kind of make sense because, you know, it would be the full circle thing. If you make an action movie, you make the action figure about him. So now it would be like, you made the action figure, now you make the action movie with the action star, and you make the action figure of him playing an action... Okay, I'm getting confused.
You lost me!
I guess, what other stuff can we talk about? I already mentioned lack of articulation and stuff.
Broken toy?
Broken toys. Vandalist, have you ever broken a toy?
I have broken a toy. I have never once broken a toy and then told people how awesome it is while holding a broken toy. But I actually haven't broken a toy in a while. Because I used, when I was younger and they were all over the comic shops, I used to always buy the Kyoto toys that weren't Reveltex but were like Reveltex. So like the Virtual On ones and the Gaugaigar ones. And I would eventually break almost all of them. With, I think, the mono shaft technology, one of the shafts would break.
Yeah, I done that before myself with the 2000X Fist of the North Starline. I would like I broke like Ray right out of the box. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, for me it was the I think the Temjin or no, who is it? Who's the main Virtual On dude with the Saturn or the Dreamcast on his back? White and blue guy.
Temjin,
yeah. Yeah, I had a Temjin, and he actually never broke, but then his base I used with a Gaugaigar, and the Gaugaigar snapped his base off while it was stuck up his butt, so now he has a piece of Temjin's base up his butt.
That's, he's gonna be walking funny for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Final Fusion, yes.
Oh, Lord.
So anyone else broken a toy?
Worst I've done is actually we already heard it. My ODST's hand broke out of the thing. The other one is probably I broke Kion's hand.
That's the other name.
That's about it for me. What else? Anyone else break anything?
The only thing I've broken recently is my Mr. Potato Head. I dropped his eyes and then stepped on it. That's it. It's not a big lock. Not a big old man Potato Head.
Yeah, the last toy I broke was actually animated Prowl. I was trying to put the shuriken in his hand, and one of the fingers, like, it bent a bit, but it's the fingers attached to the Helper.
I think Helper was trying to say he broke another ODSC toy as well.
Yeah, everyone did. Because McFarlane sucks. Anyway, what happened was I was trying to put the shuriken in animated Prowl's hand, and his thumb kind of cracked a bit. It's still connected and everything, but it just cracked.
That actually reminds me of a real FML toy break I had. I'm using the acronym, so I'm internet suave. Anyway, TFCon, they have the Powered Commander, the super valuable at the time recolor of the City Commander. So I bought mine to my hotel room after the convention was over, because I didn't have time to open it beforehand. So I open it up, and on the City Commander, there's a little flap at the bottom that fold. It's usually the first thing you do when transforming it into armor is you fold this little flap around the other side of the side of the trailer. So I fold it around, and I find, it's funny, one of these is really, really loose. So I fold it back, and as I'm folding it back, the flap folds back, but a huge part of the joint stays where it was in the first place. So I look, and there's a massive crack along there, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome, broken convention toy. Uh-huh! So I kind of panic, and luckily this ended with a happy ending. I went and found some unbelievably psychotically powerful super glue, and I fixed it up, and it survived, but there's now a hairline fracture along there that will always remind me of what it's like to get a broken convention toy out of the box.
Oh my god, I have a link that I'd like to discuss. Somebody just posted, Prime Guy is going to be sad he's missing out on this discussion. Lego Imperial Flagship. Look at the link there. Jesus Christ.
That is big.
1,664 pieces. This is a masterpiece.
Oh, ages 14 up. I love that.
US $180 and $230 for our friend Vangelis up in Canada.
Not for children. This is awesome.
£140, €150.
How much is that in pesos?
I don't know, but oh my god, I want that. Look at that.
Okay,
I don't believe it's from Mexico.
I like this thing, and I don't mean this as a slight against it. This is just, seriously, I would love to see it for sheer, stupid humor's sake, but I'd love to see one of those built and then dropped off a building just to see what would happen when it hit the ground.
You just need the concrete broke.
Yeah, the boat's like, and the ground shatters beneath it. Yeah.
I wonder if it floats.
I also wonder if it
floats. Why would you do that?
Actually,
if it doesn't float, we shall make it float.
How many minifigs does it come with?
A lot.
Oh, it has the classic pirate captain. I had that when I was little. With the red beard.
Yeah, Redbeard also comes with if you haven't seen Lego Pirates up in Canada, Redbeard comes with all of the pirate sets.
Oh, I used to have Redbeard. I had
the new
most of my
Legos
were
cool.
Castles, but I had one of the pirates.
Sets are pretty awesome, yeah. That is just absolutely incredible. Wow. Do want.
So, it's huge on Lego, yeah, I'd be into this. It's one of those things where it's like, if I win the lottery, I'd buy this just so I could try putting it together.
This would probably take me a good couple of weeks. It even comes with a shark. Look at the mask! It's got a shark as the... It's got a Lego shark as the... Whatever that thing is. Where they put mermaids on ships.
The bow?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, it does.
Vandalus, I don't know if you saw, but Shock asked if Battle Roller latches onto the Prime Mold while he's equipped with the Commander upgrade.
I was actually just typing. I still actually, I keep forgetting to try that, but now I'm really sure that someone I know did try it, and you can kind of get him to fit, because the place that Battle Roller latches onto, it's kind of exposed. So, like, if you futz with it a bit, you could probably get it to stick back there, but I don't think it would be, like, in an intended way.
In fact, I had a question about Battle Roller itself.
I'm having an idea to, like, get the power, you know, the ROTF Power Up Prime with, just get regular Prime, the Shadow Commander set, and Battle Roller to make it look like the Power Up Prime from the movie. Just, like, put it next to each other and make it look cool.
Oh, that could be cool, yeah. Now that whatever kind of version of the Commander armor you get, it's a pretty cool thing, especially if it's not the original blue version, because they upgraded that mold a couple times, and it's a little bit nicer when it's Shadow or powered.
Actually, yeah, I'm getting the Shadow and the new release of the regular Commander.
I did actually have a question. I know they're re-releasing Battle Roller in a new pink scheme to match ROTF Prime. Is he really worth the money?
It depends where you get him. The nice thing about Battle Roller I found is that not many places... Like, it wasn't hard to find a place selling him for a decent price. I think Robot Kingdom actually had the best price on him for a while.
Well, I'll be able to find him for a decent price because the re-release isn't even out yet.
Yeah. And he's the thing about him is, like, I found him worth the money, but I also had all the different primes that he could interact with. And if you only have, like, Movie Prime or only have Classics Prime, then he might feel a little bit empty. But if you
have,
like...
It's he can interact with Movie, Classics, and Masterpiece, right?
Yeah.
I have all three.
Yeah. Oh, and to that, that's only the first movie. Right. Have you tried with the ROTF Prime yet?
Apparently you can with the ROTF Prime. At least they have the pictures of the repaint. They have him on top of on ROTF's back.
Yeah, what they did is they created a new piece that pegs onto ROTF Prime's back, and then through that any Battle Roller can connect to him. It's like an extra piece that clips onto his back to make a clip for Battle Roller to get on there. So basically, if you already have Battle Roller, the idea is you buy, like, the Shadow one or something, and then you get the clip, and you get another Roller with a bunch of gun parts. But as Roller is alone, you can probably fan mode him on there. No, Helper, don't say what I'm saying. But otherwise, you'd have to get one of the new ones with the new clip piece.
Speaking of fan kits, are you going to be buying and hopefully reviewing Gear of War 2?
I very much want to because I know that it's totally not up people's alleys, but for me, blue LEDs are like visual crack.
I want Gear of War 2 really badly. I just want to know if it's decent and worth buying. It's $30. It's not that bad, but, you know.
I'm really going to try to get it. I can't remember if I pre-ordered it or not. But I'm definitely going to try to get it before a lot of other things, because I am totally into it. And I really enjoyed the first Gear of War set. That company, like, they did that, and I think they did Battle Roller, and they tend to be pretty good quality. So they've kind of proven themselves for me. Oddly enough, BTS Toys has done that too, except I just don't really like their designs.
I'm actually going to be buying my first fan kit. I don't know if I'm getting Gear of War 2, but the first fan kit I'll be buying is the classic Starscream upgrade kit, yeah, from, I forget who, I believe it might be TFC, but they're doing the crown and the cape and the new null rays for classic Starscream.
Oh yeah, what I heard about that is that was potentially one of the iGear things where iGear would, like, get an outside party to do a design for them, because I remember someone, when that went up, they said that they'd seen those same pictures years ago on a customizing site somewhere, and that it looked like the guy who did that custom sold the design or something like that. And it looks pretty cool. The only thing I'm curious about when it's a company I haven't heard of is the build quality. Like I said with BTS Toys, like, I don't really dig their designs, but the build quality of their stuff has been solid, so I can't really say they suck, because at least their stuff can survive being messed with. So that's my only question about that one, is like, what the build quality will be like.
I'm getting them as a gift for my little brother, who's got Hankei Starscream and loves the shit out of them, so...
Yeah.
I had a question for you, Evangelos, and that's concerning also, like, since we're on the subject of fan kits, me and Chibi, we actually brought, Inferno, and we love Inferno. I think it's one of the best figures, I think it's one of the best classic figures I've gotten.
I agree.
And, you know, and I want to know, it's like, is there anybody that's selling, like, the individual pieces, individual, like, Gears of War stuff, like, individually?
I was, but someone bought my Inferno ladder.
I know, I saw that thread on TFW, I'm like, no!
Yeah, oddly enough, it was a difficult sale, because we got in a bit of a haggle war, and I really didn't want to go down on my price, and the guy offered that he wanted to pay a bit less, but he's like, I'll pay the full price if you throw in the orange box. And I was kind of like, you know, I am never going to sell the orange box, so sure.
why do I have an image of you, like, sending him, like, the actual game orange box? Like, here, yeah. You have the orange box. You can play TF2 all you want.
Oh, seriously, like, this is, okay, spoiler. If you're living in the past and you're hearing this from the future somehow, if you want to get anything off of me, say that you want a deal, and I'm going to be like, no. And you're like, all right, here's the thing. I want to buy that off you, but you got to throw in the orange stealth box. I will agree to it.
You got to find another orange stealth box?
Oh, yeah, one penny. Buy it now, orange stealth box.
Oh, yeah, eBay. $30 for shipping and handling.
Jesus Christ.
Really? For the orange stealth box?
Couldn't you get Gear of War 1 for $30? All of Gear of War 1 for $30?
Yeah,
the orange box, the way you get it in the box, it's folded flat. You can send that in an envelope. So if anyone asks, anyone out there listening, all 10 of you, if you ever want to buy the orange box by itself, okay, for Mirage, and someone tells you it's going to cost a lot to ship, they're lying. Or they're dumb. Because it's flat.
Or they're from China.
There, that's a pro tip.
And give it to other people.
Pro tip for you all. There you go. Valuable life lesson.
I've learned a lot today. Thank you. I've been enlightened. For the longest time, I've been blinded, but now I see the light.
Or you could put it...
So how long did we schedule this podcast to be?
It's made of lead.
Oh.
Quote, Prime Guy, 10:08, 57 p.m. Pacific Time, October 3rd, 2009. But yeah, it's a cool set.
Pilot.
All right, pilot. Okay, and that's what we're gonna be cutting out from the cutting room floor. So, where the hell is Konata?
Right here.
Okay.
Whoa!
You've been so quiet. Thank you, Helper.
Okay, now Helper's getting sassy. You're like, thank you, Helper. He's like, thank you, Helper.
No, he said thank you. It's like, oh, he loves me.
He's getting sassy. He's all, you know, you go like, hey, Helper, go over there. And he's all like, hey, Helper, go over there.
He matches the intelligence of the Anon Talk bot.
He's becoming sentient. Well, you know what? I think, so does anybody else have any other topics you guys want to bring up? Jimmy?
I have really no topics. I just have one thing to say to Vandalus. People from BSW say hi and you're awesome. One person in particular says hello, subtitles Tom.
Oh, BSW?
Yeah.
I was afraid that they didn't like me ever since the podcast where I apparently horribly offended people with my Puso Shinky thing.
Oh, I still watch your stuff.
Okay, because, like, we did that one and someone asked us about Puso Shinky. We did our bit and then, like, someone had told me that there was mass BSW rage, And I was like, ooh. And then I thought, like, I admit, I went like, man, so the way I get people to listen is to, like, make fun of another toy line. Okay. But that's good to hear. I send peace and love over to the BSW, you know, with I have a Yoko and her chest still flexes. So, you know, that's cool.
All right. Mantle,
and, yeah, I have nothing really else to contribute also. I just wanted to say...
This podcast has been nearly three hours long.
Yeah, and I think should we just call it a night, guys?
Anybody else? I have something actually I want to add, just quickly. I will, I'm going to download and I will send the episode to people I know if you guys get Thu on.
Oh, Thu!
I'm actually going to message Thu for next week's episode because...
Because he's UK time, so you guys might have to go at a weird time, but, like,
Thu
seriously...
Thu owes 4chan because he said in a YouTube video that 4chan did him a service and got him subscribers. He owes us.
Yeah, I will send that episode around, like, to random people I know in real life who don't even know about toys. They'll be like, what are you doing, Vangelis? Except they won't call me Vangelis. And then I'll
Chris?
Be like... Yeah, they'll call me Chris, but I'll be like, no, you gotta listen to this. Like, seriously, we need some live... Well, not live. We need recorded live Thu.
No,
we
can totally get you in on...
Enough of that mockery. You know? Okay,
Helper!
Helper! You know what, Helper? You know what? That's childish. And we're gonna put you back in the quiet room.
So it's like, Helper's against the idea because he doesn't want to wake up early.
Yeah. Helper's all like, no, don't get that figure too, huh?
Damn it.
He's giving you sass!
Seriously, though, imagine a podcast with Vangelis and Thu.
Helper's just like, no, shove it up your ass. You don't get to talk about it.
Really, though. Like, think about that. That would be incredible.
Well, I'm gonna look at the back of help here. Oh shit! He's made by Skynet. He's becoming sentient.
Programming by Skynet, parts by Mattel.
Oh. Anyways, we need Thu. Yes, we do. And then yeah.
I just wanted to throw that in there, because, like, you know, I mean, everyone already said it somewhere on here, but, like, yeah, I would really like to listen to Thu. So that's my request.
Thu is awesome. And he obviously goes on 4chan toys, so...
Yeah. Like, I want me some Thu.
Easily.
I don't know if I go on toy, though. I'm not sure yet.
Nobody is...
There is a...
All those pictures, that was just somebody else stealing your pictures.
Yeah, I'm still not sure if I'm on here, but, you know... I need some Thu. That's all I had to say.
We all need Thu.
We all need the Thu. The Thu is... It's like, the Thu is good, the penis is bad.
You have to say it.
Hey, has anybody ever seen that movie? Jesus Christ, that was a freaky ass movie. Let's see
there. So,
is anyone else still surprised that he doesn't have, like, a bunch of followers now? I mean, I don't think he's broken the 1,000 mark yet.
I'm gonna go check right now.
Yeah.
Damn it, I can't say his name.
So what are we doing right now?
7:54.
In the morning?
He's getting there.
No, that was the subscriber number on YouTube user Baru Tazaru.
Baru Tazaru.
So, we gotta I'll introduce each episode, I'd like to have a part of the show that's, like, a toy thread. So, thread topic, what would you like to see as figures? What would you buy as figures?
Ooh, actually, I had one in mind,
Sigma
matter of fact.
Dark Dorothy Rain Plane, right?
And for me...
Please, Steve!
I'd say that there was a thread the other day that actually fulfilled one of my wants. There's that company that Toy was talking about. I forget the name, but they've got this 12-inch body type that is apparently really well articulated. They've got apparently interchangeable chest pieces and other sorts of stuff, and they've got the license to do 12-inch house figures. And that's a personal want for me, out of the way.
All right, I got one. I want, number one, I want from Marvel, I want Darkhawk. And number two, I want Wheelers from Return to Oz.
And I'm going to say another thing I want, Team Fortress 2. I'm going to get that out of the way.
Oh, yeah, that's I don't understand why that hasn't happened yet.
Azumanga and Dio, that's an obvious throw-in.
Prime guy over in the chat said Figma R. Dorothy Wainwright. I'd buy it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, why are you guys putting me on the spot? Shut up! I'm trying to think! Come on!
I'd also buy, decent Mega Man figures. I mean, sure, they've been made, but decent Mega Man figures. As I said earlier in the podcast... Toradora Figmas, and more Toradora Figmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Actually, that was just... I think one of the things me and Chibi were just discussing about was either Fig Arts or Figmas of Space Adventure Cobra.
Yeah.
And I thought,
that series needs more love, seriously.
Never heard
and of it. I thought, really good.
Oh, sadness.
But other than that, I got really nothing really much to contribute, and
I want to see what they're doing with the Stretch Armstrong movie, because I want more Stretch Armstrongs.
Stretch Armstrong.
You think the 6-inch figures?
It's like,
no,
it's like
regular 6-inch action figures that stretch and possibly stand. No, I mean, the bottom could be, regular plastic, and then the top of the figure can
be
stretchy.
The legs need to be stretchy, too. Though, actually, that would be cool. Posable, standing Stretch Armstrong figures. That would be a good idea. And, the top of the legs be semi-stretchable, but the bottom, under the knee, be plastic.
I could see that.
Yeah, the joints on the legs have to be able to keep him standing, and the top is just stretchy. I mean,
yeah, no, just give him maybe arms. All he really needs is stretchy arms. That would be a good idea.
And then maybe some sort of chin-up bar where the top of his. The upper torso is solid and the bottom is stretchy.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Alone head.
I got... Again, I don't know.
Really nothing for me for what kind of figure I'd want. I'm pretty much satisfied.
And because this is a slash toy thread... Sage for figures, Sage for Weeaboo shit. I read that on Anon Talk.
Oh, okay. Here's one that can spark some interesting conversations. Fig Arts, but based on the anime designs of Kikaider, the anime / manga designs.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I would love a Hokkaider out of that.
Yeah, I would. I just saw a picture of a Hokkaider, and then when I was up there at that store again. I saw these capsule toys that the original Ishinomori design of Kamen Rider and all these other, and he's what's the name of the ninja guy with the big peacock? Really a big peacock, got the name of the guy, but
Inazuma?
No. Yeah, him. And it had Inazuman, and then there was Kikaider, and there was Jiro on that set. They were all designed by Ishinomori, and I would totally dig on an Ishinomori designed Shinomori designed Fig Arts. And I pay the premium for them to be a lot more. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot more casting involved. Peacock cast.
Yes. Prime Guy says, what is it with this podcast and peacocks? Jesus.
We need more we need more dead peacocks on people's heads. You know what, Evangelist? If you ever do another like vlog, have a dead peacock on your head.
I'm gonna have peacock Jesus.
God, I shouldn't be recommending this. I know it's gonna happen.
I don't have peacock. I have peacock transformer. That's about it, and it's not even a transformer.
Was there a Beast Wars toy that closely comes to a peacock?
Not even, I don't think, unless I'm forgetting something. It's just like...
Or maybe just like a chicken at least, so you could add the peacock feathers.
I have a peacock transformer from years ago. Except, I mean, not a transformer, but like transforming robot. And he's literally like... It's a robot peacock.
Super and like, cock!
Yeah, he's like mecha cock. And he's got, like, blade feathers on his butt, and they fold around and stuff, and he's pretty neat.
Now that you're talking about blade feathers, that'd be awesome if all those feathers just became individual swords.
Oh my one of them god, had... wow. Like, imagine that. To his holy top. Shit. I guess we'll finish off the podcast with what are you looking forward to buying, and oh my god, when is Bludgeon coming out?
Oh, he's on eBay right now for $90.
Shut up, helper.
Is it vicariously through PR? We're enjoying it vicariously. All right.
$90 and $30 shipping, because $90 isn't enough.
Evangelist, what are you looking forward to buying right now?
Bludgeon aside, I'm looking forward mostly to fig arts. I'm really looking forward to December when I can finish my Kabuto fig arts.
Speaking
with
of fig arts, when the hell does Piccolo come out?
I think December. I think this month, or is it December?
Yeah,
December.
I thought it was next year. Oh god.
No, that's.
Oh, no, he's out within the next couple months.
Yay!
Yeah, Ixo's still next January 2010 for 3,360 yen.
I can dig it if he's covered in all those new sculpted bits.
Sculpted bits.
Oh no, Piccolo's November release.
Yeah, that's what I thought, November.
Piccolo, yeah. Yay!
This epic crossed arms accessory.
You see, it needs like one of those like pure plastic Gohan so you can like just throw around.
Oh god.
Plastic beat up Gohan.
Yes.
I'd like. I'm also looking forward to the McFarlane Elite. I'm looking forward to the McFarlane Elite Shipmaster.
Oh, Half Jaw.
What?
Half Jaw, whatever his name is, half the one with missing half of his face.
He's not. He's a character. As a figure.
It's the Shipmaster.
I don't think he's missing half of his face. The figure.
He's missing his lower half mandibles. He's the actual character from Halo, also. The Shipmaster dude.
What is he, from Halo 2? Because I've never played Halo 2.
2 and 3, actually.
Oh, I don't remember him from 3.
He's a dude that commands the ship. That's it. That's his only role in the thing.
I'm hearing a different word when you guys are saying this guy's name. Like, I think it's just it's the Skype grain.
It's Shipmaster.
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 Yeah. Shitmaster Optimus Prime, and then it's Fletcher's powered Megatron, who will win in Thort Wars, and that's gonna get cut out. Of the podcast.
And what are you guys looking forward to,
Jimmy?
Let's see.
I am looking forward to Revoltech Melona and Armored Trench.
You're looking for.
I don't have the money for Malone. I don't have the money for her right now, but I'm making a deal with Ichabod to get her.
Helper's choking at the sound of Malona. He's like, Malona!
Hey, if you guys want some.
God, please,
here's a nice Malona review to look at.
Anyway, Queensblade. Shockwave, you played some of it on your live stream right after you finished playing ROTF. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen the second two episodes of the second season already. Nyx, she has some serious issues. She's the one with the staff with tentacles. Once you if you have any intention of watching it, you're going to be freaked out.
Here's the thing, you know.
Hey, I watched the Rookie
Also, the tournament started already. Two of them. Actually, it's in the middle of one fight, and one of them got taken out. So, if the anime is an indication of which toys are going to come out, the nut, they're probably making the nut next.
I just want my Noah.
I really have to say, I'm looking at this link, Reveltech Melona, and that's easily one of the most specific accessories I've ever seen. There are separate accessories for chest squirt, and then there's another accessory for crotch squirt. It's pretty intense.
I was talking to Ichabod about this earlier. She can do the tub girl pose.
What?
You know what, Vandal? You just review these and see how much time it's gonna take you before they kick you out of YouTube for the video.
Why are there Reveltech pliers gripping her cleavage later on in the photo?
Because they're squishy also.
But why is he using Reveltech pliers of all things? Like, that somehow makes it worse.
Seriously,
it is.
Seriously, Evangelist, like, you should just review one of these and play a game of House Long.
Oh, shut up.
Helper does not support this endeavor, apparently.
Oh, it's like
the chest accessories, they have a swivel on them, if you can see. So you can pose which direction they go.
Again, as I was trying to get a...
Does it really have a face with liquid dripping down? Oh my god.
No, go down a little farther when they show you how she interacts with the second figure. That's also another one.
How the fuck is this legal for sale? Jesus Christ.
Again, Vangelis, please, you need to make a review of this. And just see how far...
Oh
my god!
What is single...
Do you not know of Canadian customs? They're gonna rip it open, and then I'm gonna get in the Canadian FBI prison.
What the fuck?
I'd be like, why are you buying a posable statue of some pink chick that shoots milk out of her, or not milk, bloody milk out of her chest?
What,
and it'll be like,
fuck?
Well, you see, it's a social experiment.
Not just
I mean, at least
I'm trying to see if how long until I get kicked out of YouTube.
Well, no, I know that one of those three accessories is not milk, but are you telling me that she does that out of her, like...
Tell
me about the show again.
You know what?
She hasn't done that on the show.
Is there gonna...
She's done the...
I might have to put down on the agenda for today's, like, we're gonna record. Are we gonna have to put down, Talk about Queensblade for like half an hour.
Do it. You know what you can do? You could just separate this podcast into like five podcasts.
Okay, true. Better subject.
Because we've already taken so long.
Better subject. There's more pictures of that ship on Toy Now. I'm gonna copy and paste them because oh my god, it's even got a detailed interior.
You know, I'm looking at these pictures of the ship and I'm just seeing I'm seeing pink jizz.
I think we killed Vangelis.
Oh my god, that is impressive.
We just killed Vangelis. I say we went.
I'm imagining the guy taking the pictures, right? Because they're very well lit pictures from you know very detailed angles and stuff. And it's like, for some reason, I'm more entertained by the idea that he's taking the pictures with like this dead serious face, like he's about to take a shot, and he's like. Oh, no, wait, damn it, I gotta move the arm down a couple degrees. He goes and moves the arm down. And he goes, alright, now the picture is correct. He takes a shot, and it's like, I don't know why, but that thought is entertaining me. But yeah, this is a really cool interior. Look at the cannons. Look at those damn cannons.
Yeah.
It's got damn cannons. Oh yeah, damn cannons. Damn cannons. Did I just really say that?
Okay, so that was it for the toy podcast. Again, I'm Mr. Konatoyozumi. We also had Skeletor, who's not in the room. We also had Prime Guy, who's not in the room. And we also had Ramses Rivera, a.k.a. Action Master Anonymous. We had Sharkway, and we had our special guest, Vangelis. And Vangelis, thank you very much for joining us. We hope to have you back.
Hey, you're missing one more person.
Oh, yeah, that other guy, Nameless Chibi. That other dude.
It's a great topic on AnonTalk.com.
So is any okay before you?
And one more special thanks to our very special friend Helper.
He doesn't say anything now. He's just. I think Helper popped his load on that last explosion.
You all missed that.
Anyways, is there anything you would like to plug? Anything you like to make a shameless plug before we end it, Mr. Evangelist, the Evangelist.
I don't know. I always feel weird doing that kind of thing. I'll leave a friendly message for the future. You know, do what you enjoy and have fun. And it's perfectly cool to hate Milk Daddy because Milk Daddy's creator digs it when people hate Milk Daddy. He feels better for the world when you do that. So, you know, if you don't like it, post on the video. He will thank you.
I thought you were gonna say something to the extent of boys were allowed to play with My Little Ponies and girls were allowed to play with the Transformers.
That's true too because you know having a My Little Pony, you know that teaches you about women because women have real hair like that, and you have to learn how to stroke it right and start off small. My Little Pony is small. If you can't get a My Little Pony, you could just make one, for instance. Because, you know, your hair grows pretty long if you don't get a haircut. So you don't even have to let it all grow long. You get normal haircuts, just ask them to leave, like, a little spot in the back growing longer. That's kind of you're cultivating your little girl's head when you're doing that. Then you just plug that onto a potato or something similarly head-shaped. And you'll learn how to treat a lady if you just follow these simple steps for the future. Also, don't catch AIDS because, you know, that's not good. And brush your teeth.
I'll make the plug for him. Please do subscribe to Vangelis's videos, video reviews,
listen to
the podcast.
Don't subscribe if you don't like them, though, because I don't always dig the whole please subscribe thing, even though it's an awesome EP and wanking kind of thing for me, but, like...
Well, please watch them.
If you like the videos, subscribe. If you don't like them, that is fine.
Then please watch them.
One thing I never understood about YouTube is how people just subscribe to you after becoming like friends. I mean, the whole they just subscribe to you out of like, yay, we're friends. Now I'm going to subscribe to you. I always thought the subscribing thing was just videos you want to see, not just randomly subscribing to other people.
For me, it's videos I want to see, yeah.
And, like, you know, I'm not... Okay, this is slight ramble here, but, like, you know, if you don't like the videos and you want to leave some negative feedback, please do! I don't delete comments, except for the one time that someone had a huge fight and then, like, PM'd me 15 times asking that I delete their comments for them. That's the only time I've done it. You know, leave feedback wherever you want. I mean, like... it's fun digging through toy looking for it, but, like, you know, you can leave it on the videos, too. If they get thumbs down, I can still read them. So, you know, leave the feedback where I can easily see it if you really want to say something. It's fine. I'm not going to friggin' spaz out and make a video going like, all right, listen here, Anonymous Optimus 57, I saw that comment you left me, and I'm going to send the personal army after you. Like, seriously, just like... It's cool. It's what comes with the territory of making public media is being able to deal with really harsh feedback. So if you need to leave it, leave it. It's fine. Or even if you want to PM it to me, it's cool. I don't know. I always get the feeling like people don't want to get into the whole, like, you know, I'm going to leave critical feedback because the dude's going to spaz at me. And if I spaz at you, I promise it'll at least be funny and you can tell your kids about it later about that funny dude on the internet. So, you know. Feel free to leave whatever.
And I guess, yeah, though, even if you don't like TFW, I'm going to say right now that that Vangelis on the TFW podcast can be very entertaining, so I'd recommend at least giving it a shot.
Yeah, and again, there's nothing wrong if you don't like it or if you don't like TFW. I'm not going to spaz.
I don't like TFW. I'm going to say that right now.
I'm going to kill you, man.
I hate your videos. I hate who you are. You know what? I want you to burn it. I want you to go outside and drink some sulfur acid.
Who gives a shit about Vangelis? Who the fuck cares about you fucking trip bags?
You goddamn Transformers fans, all of you!
And your cults of personality, damn you! Heathens! I'm gonna go back to V and bitch about PS3 having no games! PS3 has no games, trip fags! Do you hear me? No games!
You do know I'm gonna edit this in into, like, the rage parts.
No games! I'm sad I'm sad and depressed that I can't buy a PS3, so I'm gonna say that it has no games.
Hey, it's called
Halo Invented First-Person Shooters!
Halo invented everything! Story-based gaming, Halo!
All I'm going to say is I know nothing about V. V, it's cool, and let's play baseball sometime.
Who gives a shit about Vangelis? No one cares about podcasts. I'm not going to listen anyways. Fuck you, trip fags. Sage. I love that post so much. Just that dude comes in the thread to say that. Doesn't even Sage. Just comes in the thread to say that and bumps the thread afterwards. I love Toy.
Alright, you know what, guys? On that note, I love Toy. We all love toys. Buy more toys.
And come back and listen to the podcast next week, because we swear to God it won't be another 3 hours.
Alright. Goodbye, Leeds.
I'm gonna message Thu. If we get Thu next week, you'll be the first to know. Thu, Vangelis will tell Thu that you wanted on here. You wanted him on here specifically.
Tell him the world wants him on here.
I'm gonna make a public thing on Toy. It's like Thu, I know where you live.
Thu, we know you live somewhere in Scotland, and we know you come on this board.
We have potatoes. We have potatoes. You can come down with us. We're willing to wait.
I'd like to get Romanian Anon on here.
That would be awesome, but I think he left. I think he could, write English, but I don't think he could speak it.
That would be even funnier. How do you like the bit? It would be like having Rolf as a guest.
Oh, do you like your potatoes that way?
No, that's Italy, not Romania.
I tried Rolf, not Romania.
Yeah, we've got to definitely get Thu, and we've got to get somebody who can emulate Steve Irwin Toy Hunter.
You know what?
Just post it in the Toy Podcast thread. Mention it. Let me copy and paste. You can bump it.
No, I'm gonna make a new email specifically for the podcast.
And put that in the thread. Now I guess I can. Can I stop recording?
Yeah.
Let's say a property by let me finish. Okay.
God damn it!
That's it for the Toy Podcast. Again, you know who we are, and please do come back and listen next week when we may or may not have Thu. And yes, Prime, you can come back next week. Good night, everybody. Thanks for holding out with us for 2.5 hours.
And that about wraps it up for another episode of the Toy Cast. Remember to please email us with questions, comments, or anything you'd like to contribute to the podcast at toypodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's toypodcast@gmail.com.
He's a man on a mission.